First of all, could I get your names and your positions, please?
My name is Binky. I am the trumpet one player in the Namorie Rim Brass Band.
My name is Mark Turner. I work with the Tradition and Transition among the Labrador Inuit Research Partnership, and I also have been working with the brass bands for the past number of years.
So, what brings you to Nain?
For a couple of reasons this time, but the main reason why I'm here is to help celebrate the CD release for the Nain Brass Band, which is happening tonight at 7 o'clock at the church.
Okay, so you're part of the band. How long have you been in the brass band?
Well, I was part of the brass band since it started, so when we first had the workshop in Hopedale is when we first officially made a band of band.
And that was in 2013, I think, was the first year that we had that workshop, and that was with some help from the International Grenfell Association, and Dr. Tom Gordon from the School of Music coordinated the applications and got the funding together, and then myself and Terry Howlett and Stephen Ivany facilitated that workshop.
Okay, so you talk about the CD releasing tonight. How did the CD come about?
Well, I guess it's been in the works, hasn't it, really, since the Nain band reformed back in 2013. Yeah. I think that we always had an eye towards doing this.
But last year is when we started recording. So last year at the Inuit Studies Conference in St. John's was the opportunity for us to record. And we also performed at the church in St. John's. And then we recorded all this on the CD now.
It was a great opportunity last fall because everybody was down anyway to perform during Inuit Studies. And it was much easier to do a professional recording there. So we hired the sound engineer, his name is Stephen Lilly, and he was part of the Pilarikput Inuit CD. He was part of the recording team for that. And then he did some work on Imgigusit as well, which is the album that I did with Kari Obed last year. So it was great to have him on board, and we were able to use it's called the Great Hall in Queen's College at Memorial University. So it's a really big, echoey, wonderful-sounding hall, and we had it for the whole afternoon. So you guys found it within your schedule. I mean, you were really busy that weekend. You had a number of shows. But, I mean, how long were you in there for? Like 6 hours or so that day?
Yeah.
Recording?
It was like a marathon trumpet or brass band playing.
And did it all in one shot. I couldn't believe it. And yeah, so I mean, the album that we have, that we're releasing tonight, it was recorded really in one day, which I think is an amazing feat for anybody.
Okay, so how many hymns or songs is on this album, and how many people are in the brass band? Or who is in the brass band?
There's 9 of us officially on the band, so there's me, Darlene Howell, Eva Obit, Gwen Dyson, Michael Dyson, Devin Dyson, Matmatil, Anatuk, Simeoni, and Mr. Obit. So there's 9 of us.
Yes,
yeah. And on the CD, there's
10 songs on the CD, and you guys, how did you come up with what you performed on the CD? Did you choose it there on the spot, or did you talk about it much in advance?
So the brass band, we always meet regularly to practice or to discuss stuff. Not very often, but when we do, we decide stuff like that. So when we knew we were doing a CD release, we all went to practice and we decided, okay, these are the songs that we want to play. And that's the reason why there's songs on there.
And it's a wonderful mix, really. I mean, there's, I guess, some contemporary, like newer songs, like How Great Thou Art, right? Which is relatively new.
Christmas.
And some Christmas songs on there. You know, things like Melody 146. I mean, that's an older tune for sure. So it's a good representation, I think, of what the brass bands have been playing here, certainly for, what, like 100 years, I would say, yeah.
Okay, so back to the release. What will be happening this evening at the Moravian Church?
Well, it'll be it's a free concert, ultimately. So we're going to play, I think, 8 tracks from the album. Yeah. I'm going to do 3 tunes as well with Kari Obed from our Imgigusit CD. I should say we actually have just a handful of those to sell as well. That album is, I'm proud to say, actually sold out, but I found about 4 or 5 copies. So I brought those with me. So if anybody wants an Imgigusit CD, they can buy that as well. So we'll do 8 songs from the brass band, 3 from myself and Mister. And Binky as well is going to do a reading, I think, from the program notes, from the liner notes from the CD in Nanuktitut. So
I want to be able to speak in the language to the seniors to tell them the history and how we came about and how proud we are to be able to play traditional music.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then after the CD release, we're going to sell, after the concert, we're going to sell CDs outside of the church. Mm-hmm. So we'll set up just,
So in the rain?
Well, we might have to find a tarp, I think, so, or something to cover us.
But I think the whole concert will be very emotional, because anyway, when we hear the brass band, there's a few people that bring back memories, and the concert will be dedicated to our former brass band member who passed away, Gordon Jr. So it's going to be really good, emotional and powerful performance tonight. Yeah. And we hope to get all our seniors out, and hopefully we got the seniors' van on the go so they are able to come down. No issues with transportation. And we hope a lot of the members show up.
Yeah.
Because the music we play is ultimately for the people and the seniors' celebrations. And we want to be able to celebrate the CD release because it was really hard work for us on the brass band. And
it's so important, because this is the first time that we're aware of that a brass band from Nunatsiavut has ever released its own album. So there's been other recordings, for sure, that have been made by other people, but this is the first time a brass band has ever made the effort to self-produce their own album and direct the whole thing.
There is tracks from before from the old brass band, which is awesome. If you ever get a chance to, or if you got a chance to find it and hear it, and we're going to acknowledge them tonight too at the concert, the old brass band. And it's just right now, in time right now, there is a brass band, and that's us. And that's pretty amazing, because for years, there was a brass band, then it died out, then we revived it.
Yeah.
And now we're so proud to have the CD, we're proud to share the music with everybody, and we really enjoy playing.
Okay, so back to the CD. So what's in front of the CD? Like
the cover?
Yeah.
There's a picture of all of us, the regular members. We always invite anybody who wants to join, but there's 9 of us who's always regular. So this is a picture of us in front of the
St. Andrew's Church in St. John's.
That's so where we performed for the Inuit Studies Conference.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And is there anything else you'd like to add that I never asked today?
So the CD was performed about a year ago. I mean, a little less than a year. But we come a long way since then. We improved a lot. We're more, there's lots of moving parts in the band, but we all work together. And we're a really tight-knit, solid band, I think, because we do enjoy playing.
And the difference that you can hear in how you guys play, I mean, from 2013, but as you say, even with the album, I mean, it's they're constantly getting better as an ensemble, which is wonderful to hear.
But to me, what I value is, like, what I value, what people feel. I value what we deliver to make people feel something. So I hope a lot of the older age group come down to the church tonight, especially the elders, because most of them, they remember the old band, and brings a lot of emotions back for them, and I want them to acknowledge them tonight.
So, Binky, are you guys pretty much on your own now as far as just doing the brass band thing on your own, or is Mark still involved in it a little bit? Or
very heavily involved in the beginning, but I think he's starting to trust, or well, he trusts us obviously, but he leaves stuff in our capable hands these days, whereas before we were just starting out, and he gave us a lot of helping hand, and he's the most of the reason why we did a lot of the work in the CD, so he did really good with that. But I think these days he leaves things in our capable hands.
I'm just grateful to have been a part of it, and as Binky says, it's been a process, I think, of you guys taking over those parts that you want, right, and developing them as you want to develop them. So, I mean, it's great to see, from the Facebook page to the logo to, I mean, even with the liner notes for the album, right? I mean, that was
the actual music.
So you guys have a Facebook page?
Yeah. There's a Facebook page, it's called Nain Moravian Brass Band.
No, just Nain Brass Band. Actually, yeah. And this is separate from the Nunatsiavut Brass Bands page that we created a few years ago for the other project. So this is devoted specifically for the name band. And they're using that as an opportunity to showcase a lot of the media that's produced by them and about them. So this past weekend, for instance, at the Youth Summit, someone took a wonderful video of you guys playing up at the Jeremiah Sillett Center. And that's on Facebook as well. So we're trying to promote the name band.
So people can actually see.
Yeah.
Okay, and you encourage adults to come, or elders, and you said that the van will be available for them?
We didn't reach out to them specifically, but we know the van is up until 8, but hopefully we can get a hold of them this afternoon. And
the concert should be over before 8 anyway as well. So, I mean, it begins at 7 p.m. So we don't anticipate that there will be any problems in people getting around. Yeah.
Okay. And the CDs are $20 each?
$20 each. We've had a slight supply problem in terms of getting them into the community. Shipping costs have been prohibitive. So we have about 100 right now that we're going to sell. I think that whatever we don't sell tonight, if there's anything left over, we'll probably make them available at the craft shop. But there will be more CDs coming for sure. Just we couldn't even believe how much it cost to ship just a small box of these CDs from St. John's. So plenty of CDs are coming. Just if you can't get one right now, bear with us. They'll be in town for sure as well. And they'll be available all throughout the coast as well. Yeah, there's some in Hopedale right now, mm-hmm. too.
So this community is the first CD release?
Yeah, yep.
Planning on going to Hopedale and McCulloch, depending on... The plan.
That's.
But hopefully, we get to your communities in Hopedale and your community in McCulloch if you're from there. So yep. Listen out, come to your community to play for you, because these are the three Moravian communities. Like these are word of the Moravian,
churches.
Yeah, because the band is Moravian music from what was brought over in the 19th.
Late 18th century. Yeah. Yeah. Beginning of the late 18th century.
Yeah. So that's pretty awesome.
I'd like to thank both of you two coming into our studio today to give our audience this information today.
Mm-hmm. Nakumi, thanks for having us.
So we're getting new silapax and akuliks. Donna will be doing our sewing with her new business starting up. So I just wanted to acknowledge her for that.
Yeah, I guess, and to build on that, I think one of the wonderful things about having an album right now is that it's going to allow the band to work even more with the community on things like this. Mm-hmm. So I think that it's a great thing for the band, for sure, but I think it's also a great thing for the community as well, and to make some of those deeper connections as the band moves forward. I think it's a really exciting time.
I'd like to thank you again.
Yeah. Nakumik.
Nakumik.